It was a light turnout last night for the first public hearing regarding Onondaga County's shared services proposal. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Only five people came to the podium to discuss a preliminary document that includes dozens of suggestions for sharing services among local governments and school districts in Onondaga County. Among those concerned, a local CSEA union rep, Rick Norwalt, wanted to see more details about a proposed transportation hub for schools to deliver students to programs outside their district.
Every school district has their own transportation department, bus drivers, mechanics, bus aides. Is the idea, that's why, is the idea that they're all going to lose their departments and you're going to have one? And you're going to employ all of these, you know, all these folks, or is it going to cut it in half? So we don't know.
Other concerns include a lack of dollar figures that show just how much savings sharing services will bring. It's not clear in the first draft, but Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, who's tasked with putting a final document together, says those numbers will come later on.
No one is going to be asked to vote on a shared services plan that doesn't have the detail behind it that justifies the savings.
For the local government officials in the House, one thing they want on the record is a request for support in fighting state mandates that drive up the spending in their budgets. Fayetteville Mayor Mark Olson says without it, the whole process doesn't mean much.
If we save $1,000 on a line and then the mandate goes up $2,000, we're not any farther ahead. And that's what's been happening, is these mandates have been just climbing and climbing and climbing, and we've been controlling our costs, but we just can't keep up with the increases in these mandates.
The final report is due in mid-September. There will be two more public hearings after more revisions. The state is asking all counties to come up with ways to cut spending through the Shared Services Initiative and then is offering a match for any savings. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.